Om Shri Sai Ram. I offer myself with love and gratitude at Swami's lotus feet. Respected elders, my dear brothers and sisters, Sai Ram to all of you. I'm very, very grateful to Bhagwan for giving me this wonderful opportunity to recount some of my experiences with him. I would like to thank Brother Prushti for giving me this opportunity. I joined Vrindavan campus in the year 1996 for my BSc in Honours in Biosciences. I was an aspiring singer then, I continue to be one even now. In those days, the in thing in the hostel was Alap Bhajans. These are all bhajans which had a small introduction, a couplet, which was led by the lead singer alone, then the bhajan started. Every day in the hostel, there would be at least one special bhajan of that nature. I learned several of these alaps from my seniors. When it came to this particular one alap, I always ran away from it. I never liked to hear it. Even later on, when the Bridge Across Time was released by the alumni, when I was playing all of this music on my CD player, whenever this bhajan came, I would immediately forward it. The reason why I did not like this alap was, this one was a little too direct. It was like a hit on your face. It stated the truth just as it is, and that was very uneasy. It in fact told about my status of progress. I didn't want to hear about it. The alap goes like this.
Har pal har kshan bhul kare hum पग पग ठोकर खाए एक पग आगे दो पग पीछे साई तुम तक कैसे आए तुम तक कैसे आए.
It said har pal har kshan, har pal every moment, har kshan every second, bhool kare hum, I make mistakes, I commit the same mistakes over and over again, pag pag every step I falter. If I take one step forward, I take two step backwards. Swami, when will I ever reach you? Well, this is not an interpretation that I was giving because I come from South India and I do not understand Hindi. This is the meaning that my seniors told me. This is the meaning which is even present in the radios or websites for this particular alap. This alap made me very uncomfortable. So every time this alap came along, I simply moved it to the next song. Until recently, a few years back, one of my seniors at college, Brother Balaramachandran, when he spoke in the Divine Presence in Sai Kulanth Hall, he gave an entirely different, a profound meaning to this particular alap. He says, Swami, the status of my affairs is one step forward and two step backwards. How come I have already reached you? How have I reached you? I am already in the Vrindavan. I am already a staff member here. I am a Balvika student. I am in Satyasa organizations. I am involved in the satsangs. I am a part of this Sai family. How come we are already part of the Sai family? Because left to myself, one step forward, two step backwards, I wouldn't even have started my journey towards you. Forget even reaching you. How come I am already at your lotus feet, Swami? Then the brother said, you know the reason why it is so? The reason is,
करुणा सागर परम दयालु साई करुणा सागर परम दयालु साई
Karuna Sagara, because the Lord is Karuna Sagara, Paramadayalu Sai. Because the Lord is Karuna Sagara, an ocean of compassion, He brought us into His fold. It's not our greatness. He brought us into His fold. That is how we are here in the Sai family. When I learned this particular profound meaning of the Alap, I fell in love with the Alap once again. It's no longer about me. This Alap is not talking about me. It is talking about how compassionate my Lord is. It is telling me what a wonderful opportunity this Lord is giving me. He has given all of us. He did not call us based on our merits. He called us in out of His compassion. Isn't it? Now, along the similar lines, there is another beautiful incident that I recollect. This was shared by Dr. Shailesh Srivatsava in a Samarpan talk in Sai Ramesh Hall here. Shailesh sir was talking about the experience of Brother Sri Mallikeshwaran sir's experience, where this devotee, when he was a student, he prayed to Swami, asking, Swami, my father is having this bad habit of smoking. I want you to intervene and make sure he stops this. Of course, when there is a prayer, the Lord immediately comes down, especially a selfless prayer. He is ready to immediately answer. Swami went to this person who smokes and then told him three things. He told him, the first thing, if you don't stop smoking, I will not talk to you. Now, comparing it with our own situation today, Swami not talking to me, it wouldn't hurt. The reason is, He has not spoken to me while in the physical form or even in His omniscience form. He is not talking to me on a day-to-day basis where I am not able to hear Him, because I am never silent, right? In the silence, you can hear the voice of God. We are not silent because it is always noisy up here. Therefore, we don't hear Him on a day-to-day basis. Therefore, we are not going to miss so much. We are not going to even feel this impact. This is my understanding of it. The second thing Swami told this devotee, this father, was, if you don't stop smoking, I will not look at you. I will not look at you. Yeah. We can see Swami, we are seeing His photographs, we see Him. When you look at Him, He looks at you. So we are not missing His direct drishti. Therefore, this is not going to impact us much either. But the third thing what Swami said clearly tells us who this Lord is. What Swami told him was, if you don't stop smoking, I will ensure that you can't even think of me. I will make sure you can't even think of me. Now, that only the Lord can do. Because if you are able to think of Him, purely because He allowed us to think of Him. Saint Aurobindo says, those who choose God are chosen by God. In Tamil, there is a beautiful saying, Avanarulale Avantar Vanangi. Because of His grace, I am even able to pray to Him. So that is the Lord that we are dealing with. And it is an immense opportunity that in this age of Kali, that we have this opportunity to think of Him, to recount His glory, to be associated with Him, to be able to live with Him on a daily basis, on a moment-to-moment basis. There are moments when He transcends the physical and answers us as the omniscient Lord, the supreme compassionate one. like I was telling, as a student in Vrindavan in the year 1998, we come from a not so well-to-do family, and our parents were working very hard to make the ends meet. When I was studying, the hostel fees was a mere 5,000 rupees per year, just the hostel fees. Education was always free in all Swami's institutions. This hostel fees, 5,000 rupees, appeared a little daunting to us. And we had taken the permission that we could pay it in two installments, during first semester in June and then during the second semester before November. That year, my first sister was in her 12th class, and she had expressed that she wanted to study in Swami's institution. We have seen the amount of transformation that has bringing about in the Satya Sai institutions. So my mother and the whole family was very clear that my sister should also study in Swami's institution. So I was praying to Swami, "Swami, see, if it is possible for you to take care of my fees, if you take care of my hostel fees, then my parents can take care of my sister's fee." So this is how my calculation was. "Somehow, Swami, please try and manage my fees." I had this request. I did not know how to make it happen. I heard from one of my senior brothers in the room, there was a discussion, and then this brother was telling the rest of us in the room that if you read Shirdi Sai Satcharita, you do a saptaham, meaning complete that reading in 1 week, whatever you have, whatever desire you have, Swami will fulfill it. Wow, brilliant, isn't it? I immediately hooked on to this idea. Okay, so if I do a saptaham of Shirdi Sai Satcharita, my fees will be paid. That was my equation in my head. We had gone to Prashantinilayam for the Dashara celebrations. During that Veda Purusha Saptaha Jnana Yajna, we had a week's time. We are done with the exam. So that particular week, we did not have anything to study. So I thought, okay, this is the best time. I will do a saptaha. So every day during the morning darshan and the evening darshans, I will sit down in the Kullanth hall and read the Satcharita. I did the Parayanam for a week. Let us say I completed it on the Wednesday. Okay. That year, I mean every semester, when the semester ends, my father would come and pick me up from the hostel and take me back home. That had been the case the last three semesters. The reason is my parents did not trust me to travel alone. I had slept off in the train and then gone to the next state and then had to come back the next day. So they did not want to take a chance with me traveling by train. So my father always came and picked me up. That year he had come to Prashantilayam directly to take me home. So he came on the Thursday evening. Then I had booked him a shed and then he went and kept his material in the shed. So next day evening, Friday evening, we are supposed to be leaving. I completed my Satcharita Parayanam on the Wednesday. So a couple of days after that, my father had come. I was in Kullanth Hall every day looking at Bhagwan, if there will be some way he will indicate, "Yeah, I heard your prayer. Okay, your fees will be handled." But Bhagwan had not looked at me. I was wondering, how will Bhagwan let me know that my prayer got answered? There was a tension in my heart, like, "Swami, I have completed my Parayanam, by now everything should be handled, but how do I know that it is handled?" That afternoon, I was just sitting in the old hostel along with my friends. I was called by one of the teachers there saying that sir is calling you. He is distributing the daily mails that has come, so he says that come and collect your letter. I was thinking, I am going home, who is going to write me any letter? Because usually my sisters or my mother would write me a letter. But right now, I am going home, so they did not have to write me anything because I was going there. My father had already come. So I was wondering, who has written a letter to me at this point of time? I go to that room and then I see that sir is distributing the letters to different students whoever has received. And then he takes a cover, an orange color envelope, and then gives it to me. "Here, this is yours." I collect it and then come out of the room. I opened it. Inside that, there is an yellow color slip. My hostel fee paid on Wednesday. The day I completed the Satcharita Parayanam in Prashant Nilayam, the same day, the hostel fees have been paid in Brindavan, and the office accountant has sent it across in the bus that comes to Prashant Nilayam. So evening, we were receiving this bill at Prashant Nilayam. Indeed, the Lord had answered the prayer. Now, no mother will go and tell her child, listen, I made you breakfast, I paid your school fees, I got you your bus fees. Will your mother go and tell the child? The child need not even worry. The parents are not going to say, I paid your school fees to a child. Why? Why should the child even know? Bhagavan never spoke to me about this. Interestingly, the next 3 years that I was in Brindavan and Prashant Nilayam, I never had to pay the fees. I just told my parents, no, Swami will pay it. That's all. I don't have to take the money. Every semester, in the beginning, the first 1 week, there will be a bill in my letterbox with my name on it. I went to the accountant and even asked him once, sir, can you please tell me who paid? The accountant, he had a different temperament. He said, sir, hundreds of people come to me every day. I can't keep track of who has come, who has gone. If your fees is paid, why don't you go and study, sir? Please leave me alone. Let me do my work. So I just simply ran away from the office. I never found out how it was being done. Again, what will I know by even finding out how it is done? Bhagavan says, experience me. Don't try to understand me. So this is a beautiful episode where the Lord never spoke about this, but continued to work in His omniscient, omnipresent way and took care of my entire studies. For what? Because I did the Satcharita Parayanam once. Like, how do you comprehend? Because in the Satcharita, there is a beautiful story of a sugarless tea by one Mr. Cholkar. This devotee, he hears about the Leela of Bhagavan, about Shirdi Baba, and then he has faith in the Lord and then prays to Swami, saying, Swami, if by your grace I pass this particular exam and then I clear this interview, then I will come have your darshan and distribute sweets to everybody. This is this prayer. And then by Bhagavan's grace, he did clear the exam, he did do well in the interview, and he has got his job. Now it is time for him to fulfill the vow that he told the Lord, that he will come and have darshan. It is said that it is easy for somebody to cross the seven mountains, but very difficult for a poor man to cross the threshold of his house. So this person did not have the money to make the trip. So what he decided was, he will cut down on taking sugar from his tea. So he started having sugarless tea. And he saved some amount of money, and then saving the money thus, he finally made a trip to Shirdi, had Bhagwan's darshan, distributed the sweets to everybody. And when he was sitting there, Swami looks at him, looks at his host and tells him, give this anna tea saturated with sugar. Thereby acknowledging, yeah, I know you have been taking tea without sugar. Contrast this with the blessings that the Lord is giving. The devotee said, if I clear the exam, if I get the job, then I will come have your darshan. I will distribute sweet in your name. So all the four things, who is gaining the benefit? The devotee or the Lord? Clear the exam, devotee's benefit. Getting the job, devotee's benefit. Not having sugar in his tea, devotee's benefit, health benefit. Having Bhagavan's darshan, again devotee's. So what is the Lord getting? So that is how our business transactions are. Swami, I will read Satcharita Parayanam once, you take care of my fees for the rest of my life. And how illogical it can be, but we sometimes argue with our physical mother with this kind of logic. Why can't we have this with 1,000 mothers' love? We don't need to have any logic. because the Lord is ocean of compassion. Parama Dayalu, isn't it? I will share one more episode where I have had a moment frozen with the Lord. A beautiful experience that the Lord conferred on me. You all know about the sports meet, annual cultural sports and cultural meet that happens every year. So there are several activities there. There will be some boys who will have the opportunity to escort the Lord and bring him in. And there will be boys who will have this flag march. And there will be boys who will be giving in marching past the stage, the band boys. That is another unique opportunity. And there will be boys who will bring balloons. And there will be boys who will bring the pigeon. There will be somebody who will bring some moment like this. Somebody will bring the torch. So each of these moments are fleeting moments, but lasting memories. Like one moment for the rest of your life you have got. Like this, I was part of this Brindavan sets group. We worked in the background. So this was in our first year where we had made this beautiful, one of my classmates' father made this entire beautiful structure, and then we all got to paint the Prashanti cup and write Om Shri Sai Ram. We did this in Kulant Hall and then in Purnachandra Hall, and then assembled it and then brought it to the stadium. And this was one of the times when we worked in Purnachandra, when Bhagwan also came and looked at us working. So that was another sweet moment. And I am there in one corner in this particular place. And we all had this kind of entire, all the Brindavan boys were dressed up in different teams representing the ODI teams. Then we had a fantastic time. Then during the next year, I had this opportunity to be part of the team that drew the Geetopadesh and the Pandava army and the Kaurava army. The Geetopadesh was a painting of on oil painting, which was done by four of us. A few of us did this particular thing together, and it was a fantastic moment when Brother C.G. Sai Prakash was painted the Swami inside the Vishnus. And this was the next art piece was done by Brother Banu Prakash, who carved this statue of Krishna on a thermocol and then finally coated with plaster of Paris and then painted gold. No, we can't believe it is thermocol, isn't it? Then we were part of this event for the sports meet where Brindavan decided to have a panel where we depicted the 50th year of independence. We were depicting the theme of national integration. So we made several of these panels across, and these panels were carried out as 12 feet by 3 feet, and we brought these panels and then ran into them for the final formation. And one such panel was the Sai Gita. We painted the Sai Gita, and then it was displayed on the Sai Kulant Hall, and Bhagwan glanced at it once. So that was a special moment. This is the final formation where we brought in and placed all the panels in front and then waited for Swami to come and bless us. And when we prayed to him, Bhagwan came and then stood with us, and then he also blessed us with this photograph. And this was a beautiful blessing. While this was happening, I am standing behind one of these panels. So I am not in any of these photographs. I am not in these photographs because I am standing behind the panels. So I was praying to Swami that I want one photograph with Swami. What we would do is, immediately after this aarti is done, all of us run to Kulwant Hall and go park ourselves into small groups here, small groups there. There will be so much of crowd, and then Bhagwan will come to Kulwant Hall, and when Bhagwan comes, you can't even spot him. You can see that is Bhagwan. So he is so crowded by or mobbed by boys. All of us are standing there, and we stand in small group. If you stand in a too smaller group, Swami may not give a photograph. If you stand in a too larger group, Bhagwan will give one photograph for the entire group, so you will miss out. So you need to strategically place yourself in a not too small a group, not too a large a group, and then there will be moments like that. He will come and stand, and this is a lifetime opportunity. In my first year, I got a photograph wherein I am standing there with Swami, and that is me, and just my hand is holding Swami's robe. As you can see in the yellow circles, that is my hand touching Swami. So this year, second year, I was thinking, I had completely been behind the screens. So I was praying that when we run to Kulanth Hall, we should get a very good photograph with Bhagwan. So praying that, Swami, please, I want a very good photograph with you. I want this photograph. Please, Swami, I had been such a good boy. All these were my prayers. I kept on praying that I wanted a good photograph with him. And that year, all of us went to Kulanth Hall. And these are the two photographs that happened. And I knew that I was holding Swami and I was blissed out in that photograph. When these photographs later on got developed and then they were displayed in the hostel, as you can notice, they are all blur, out of focus. I know that it is me next to Swami, but you can't see the features. So such a great moment, but because the photograph is out of focus, we lost this opportunity. When these photographs were displayed on the hostel notice board, I saw them and my heart sank. I said, oh Swami, please Swami, one photograph, I don't know when I will ever get this opportunity, this entire life, I got this one photograph and that is also out of focus. It's like, I can't tell you the pain that I went through. I went to my room, I looked at Swami's photograph, which was in my cupboard altar. I looked at him, this is the photograph I had there. I looked at him and then said, Swami, this is bad. I was in tears. Swami, I lost an opportunity of a lifetime because that photograph is out of focus. That moment cannot come. This is not the digital age. We are talking 1998. 99, in fact. So there is no way for us to get this photograph again. Swami, please, how can you do this to me? So I was in a very sad and angry mood praying to Swami, Swami, I want that photograph. While I was weeping in my cupboard, I get to hear from a brother. The brother says, hey man, sir is calling you. Sir, I was like wondering, why is sir calling me now? Like, I am in such a depressing mood, I don't want to go meet anybody. While I go there, as soon as I step in, sir is giving me a photograph, take one. So he gave this photograph. In this photograph, this is a photo taken by a faculty member in Prashanthi Nilayam. Then he saw that all the students were Brindavan students. So he sent this photograph to Brindavan, to the sir who would take care of the photographs in Brindavan. And when he saw this photograph, immediately he called out to me. There are many other students there. He thought of me first and then sent word for me. And oh my God, when I got the photograph in my hand, priceless moment. This is a moment that is frozen moment. Later on, once I learnt a little bit of computer, I scanned this particular thing into a high resolution and did some photoshopping and then erased everybody else of the photograph because this is my special moment with the Lord. A fleeting moment, a moment etched in memory, lasting a lifetime. A wonderful, wonderful moment with the Lord.
I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. I keep feeling your love in me over and over again. It's sweeter and sweeter as days go by. Oh, what a love between my Lord and I. Oh, what a love between my sigh and I. Meeku maaku oke bandhamu ade तुमसे प्यार कितना साई तुम ही जानते दिलों की धड़कन तुम हो साई तुम हमारे प्राण हो को तुमसे प्यार है, we love you dear Sai, we love you, we love you dear Sai, we love you.
Jai Sai Ram.